Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. I'm going to be reading out of 1 John chapter 1 today, verses 5 and 6. And before I read the scriptures, the word that has popped up in this passage is the word practice. And I know any of us that played sports, we really didn't like the practice part of what we did. But the practice made us ready for the game. Practice got us to a place where we knew we weren't really thinking when we entered into the game. This is what coach wanted. And so we just kind of reacted without stopping and thinking. It's been interesting that as I look at 1 John chapter 1 in verses 5 and 6, this is a message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light. So stopping there, Holy Spirit's using John to remind this church that God is light, that there is no darkness in him, that God is truth, God is without sin, God is perfect. And in him, there is no darkness at all. So something must be going on that Paul and the Holy Spirit are going to address with the people that are listening. Something to deal with, okay, God is light, there is no sin, there is no darkness in him at all. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie. So now it comes out, all right, if you're walking in darkness, because we know God is not, so if you're walking, darkness would reference anything outside of biblical truth. Most of the time when we think darkness, we're going to think alcohol, drugs, immorality. But I also think it can be and should be for us, how am I doing with anger? How am I doing with fear? How am I doing with the always being the victim? How am I doing when it comes to forgiveness and not allowing the past to dictate my emotions, even though when I remember back of the situation, my blood pressure goes up. But I'm going to apply the word of God to my life through the power of the Holy Spirit. So walking in darkness, anything contrary to the word of God, and don't just think about the big things, because there's a lot of times we're just thinking the big things. And we do not practice the truth. So here's the really opportunity for the church that John is writing this epistle to those individuals. You are what you do. You are what you practice. You are what you eat. In if you're unhealthy, maybe it's because your appetite. So you and I have to pause and say, if I'm walking in the things that look like the world, am I walking in things that are outside of biblical truth? We need to be willing to call sin, sin. We need to be willing to say, you know what? I recognize that darkness is part of where I am at this point in my life. It won't define me, but it'll give me an opportunity to go in a different direction. When we were talking the other morning, the elders were talking about Christianity is an opportunity to become clean, that we don't have to be this, this, and this in order for Jesus to accept us. And so, opportunity for you and I today is, okay, where am I walking in the darkness? Where am I walking outside of truth? And I need to know if I'm going to practice that lifestyle, that is going to be when life gets hard, rubber meets the road, pressure gets put in our life, that's what's going to pour out. That's what's going to come out of us. So if I'm practicing darkness, light's not going to come out. If I'm practicing light, light can come out. But if I'm practicing darkness, we need to know that it's wrong. That it's not what Jesus wants from us. And so it's Friday. It's a gift. Evaluate what you practice, light or darkness. Evaluate what the Holy Spirit's going to to show you as you think through just two verses in 1 John, just 5 and 6. If we say that we fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we're lying. You are what you practice. Thanks for joining us. Let's close in prayer. Jesus, thank you for this time, for your word, for your instruction, for truth, for life today. And we're just picking up a couple verses in 1 John chapter 1 today. And so may we run to that. May we not be afraid. May we not make excuses. May we take the word of God and apply it to our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to know truth. Now, Holy Spirit, be strong in our lives so that we can walk in truth. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.